This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Take a growing economy, a little holiday cheer, throw in gas getting cheaper by the day, and you kind of wish you ran a car company, right? Auto sales for December and for the whole year last year came out this morning, and they were good, real good, both for Detroit and foreign makers as well. Thing is, after lots of lean years and the government bailouts, that good fortune isn't trickling down to the assembly line. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports now on auto industry wages, old and new.
Daryl Steele takes his morning coffee in the mid-afternoon. That's the time he stops by this Tim Hortons before heading out for the night shift at Ford's River Rouge assembly plant in Dearborn, Michigan. Steele works as a body shop fitter, attaching doors and hoods to the new Ford trucks.
Yeah, I swing a hammer and a chisel and also carry a bar. So it's the type of job where you have to learn how to finesse that job. And sometimes you forget, and so you feel it at the end of the night.
Steele has been with Ford since 2000. He's what they call a legacy employee, meaning he's exempt from the wage and benefit cuts the UAW accepted following the 2010 auto crisis. With an hourly wage north of $25 per hour, he says he and his coworkers are far from wealthy, and many haven't seen a pay increase in over 10 years.
Basically, it's a job where you make enough money to support a normal-sized family, maybe have a decent house, possibly save money. It's basically a middle-class job.
Legacy employees are a shrinking majority in the auto industry. New hires making the so-called Tier 2 wage are paid considerably less than previous generations, all while Ford is bringing in billions of dollars in profits. But Ford says those profits do make it back into the pockets of workers.
You know, we've shared a lot of that profit growth with our employees. Our employees the last couple of years have had record profit sharing checks. Last year, averaged $8,800 for all of our UAW employees.
Joe Henricks is Ford's president of the Americas. He says the Tier 2 wage is directly responsible for a hiring boom of 14,000 U.S. workers since 2011.
A big portion of the new employees have been insourcing of work based on the competitiveness of the entry-level wage. So we don't want to lose sight of the benefits that collectively the UAW and Ford have had from that.
Henrik says even at the lower starting wage, around $16 an hour, there's still a path forward for workers, including profit sharing and a 401k retirement plan.
So it's sort of like ride this merry-go-round long enough and you'll get the golden ring.
Kristen Dietschik is a director with the Center for Automotive Research. She agrees that without the UAW's wage concessions, many of these new Ford jobs wouldn't be there. But going forward, companies like Ford, GM, and Chrysler will face a lot more competition for workers from other sectors.
This was the cream of the crop of a blue-collar job. And now they're competing with suppliers. They may be competing with service sector jobs.
I'm standing in front of Ford's Michigan assembly plant in Wayne, about 20 miles west of Detroit. After they clock out, workers often head to a bar and restaurant called Club Canton, just down the street. It's where I met Jermaine Harris.
There's not many jobs starting off at the $15 and change per hour that they have at Ford Motor Company or across the Big Three.
At 6'9" and 400 pounds, it's as if Harris was born for a manufacturing job. He started at Ford 2 years ago. His job is to run a hoist, dropping engines into Ford Focuses and the new C-Max cars. Like him, many of his coworkers came in on the lower Tier 2 wage.
I work on a line that has 23 people on it. And out of the 23 people, three of them are legacy workers and the 20 are entry-level workers. Each one of them have families, a couple of single mothers, a couple of people that are in their 50s that are starting over.
Growing up, Harris says he saw entire families that were supported on the basis of one job, like the one he has now. He holds down another part-time job to make ends meet, something he says he'd love to move away from.
I would love to just get by on just the one job. I mean, basically, I work every day. You know, I have a 2-year-old. I want to spend more time with him.
The UAW says improving the lot of guys like Jermaine Harris will be a key part of next year's contract negotiations with the Detroit Three. As UAW ranks swell with more Tier 2 workers, their votes will be increasingly necessary to ratify any new contract. And while Harris says he's happy to have his job, he will vote against any contract that doesn't do something for entry-level workers. In Detroit, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.